So I congratulate the devotees who are making the sacrifice of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Sankirtan Yajna. Yajna means a sacrifice, means offering. That corresponds with the principle of bhakti, which is Atma Nivedan, offering oneself. We are the sacrifice. We are offering ourselves to Krishna. Also, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it stated that bhakti, devotional service, should be performed tivrena bhakti yogena. Tivra means intensely. And this is certainly an intense activity. It cannot be anything but intense. There's no half-heartedness. It requires total concentration. And that is yoga also. Yoga means to link. So the perfect yogi, atmopam yena sarvatra samam pashyati yojana sukham va yadi va dukham sa yogi paramo mataha. The perfect yogi is one who sees that I suffer in this world. I have my ups and downs. Everyone else does too. And to feel sympathy for them and to try to help them. This is the best possible way to help. So this is, of course, one major reason. There are many reasons why devotees should sacrifice to go out day after day with full intensity to distribute these books. It's much easier. We may think, well, it's cold, I'm feeling sick, I'm sleepy, I could be more comfortable, this, that. There are so many reasons why not to do it. So every day we can meditate for some time before we go out on why are we doing this. I personally had one experience many years ago in which I was under the dictate of my mind in some difficult situation, and I thought, why am I doing this? I don't have to do this. And then it just struck me that, yes, I'm doing this because Srila Prabhupada wants me to do. And that is one overwhelming reason why we should do this. That's gratefulness to Srila Prabhupada, that he has given us this knowledge. The guru, the main understanding of a guru is that Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. The guru is one who gives us the vision by which we can see things as they actually are. He brings us out of the darkness of ignorance by giving us knowledge. So Srila Prabhupada also said, why are we distributing these books? He asked his disciples once to see if they could understand. And Srila Prabhupada said, because we are giving knowledge, real knowledge. So out of gratefulness to Srila Prabhupada, that's one reason, gratefulness. Srila Prabhupada said in a letter to devotees from Los Angeles, a letter came from Los Angeles that so many devotees had distributed so many books. And Srila Prabhupada said, if at all you feel indebted to me, then try to preach vigorously like me. So we cannot repay our debt. Srila Prabhupada explained that we cannot repay our debt to the spiritual master, but we should try to by distributing the knowledge that he has given us. And the best way to do it is via this book distribution. So that's, there are so many reasons. As when we start to think of it, the reasons start jumping out at us. There's sense of gratefulness, sense of duty because we are ordered. It is the order of the spiritual master. The order of the spiritual master is the active principle in spiritual life. We have a duty. There's no question. When there's a duty, there's no question. Should I do it? Should I not do it? I have to do it. I'm obliged to do it. So this duty we take up, and we understand also that by doing so, we ourselves are best benefited. We might think, well, let me stay behind and chant some extra rounds and study more. All these things should be there. There should be good study, good chanting, everything. But our life is not meant simply for our own benefit. It is our duty on the order of Srila Prabhupada, as he sacrificed everything and struggled so much to help us, to bring this knowledge to others. So it's out of sense of gratefulness, sense of duty, a sense of compassion, of those of us who are fortunate to be blessed by the knowledge that Srila Prabhupada has given us in his books. We, even though we may feel that, well, I couldn't catch it, or I couldn't apply it in my life, I'm still very neophyte, I couldn't apply it fully in my life, but whatever we've taken up, we have to admit that it's revolutionized our life to the extent that we want to share this with others. We are tremendously benefited in a way that we're benefited in a way that nothing else and no one else could have benefited us. There's nothing in the world that we could have got the benefit from that we're getting from Srila Prabhupada's books. There's nothing else. There's no comparison. There's no method. There's no, not by getting Ayurvedic massage or having some relaxation techniques or having some psychotherapy or getting lots of money. There's nothing, absolutely nothing can compare to what Srila Prabhupada has given us. So we should recognize that even though I may be very neophyte, but I'm in a much better position than these people who don't have this knowledge. So out of a sense of compassion, we want to give that to them also, that if we have even a tiny drop of the compassion that Srila Prabhupada had for us, then we'll be fully surcharged to try to share this with others, knowing that, as Srila Prabhupada said, there is no better way of preaching Krishna consciousness than distributing my books. Not that there are not other ways of doing, but this is the vanguard of our movement. This is the main thrust. So we can meditate on all these reasons that people, they need these books. It's their opportunity. They got the human form of life. They're just going through it without any knowledge of what they could be doing, how they could be benefited. They're just getting born, living in ignorance, dying in ignorance, and then they'll take birth again in ignorance. And they lost the chance. Not only did they lose the chance, but everyone in this Kali Yuga, every single day of their life, they commit unknowingly even activities which are going to give them a very black future, even a very black present. So out of this sense of compassion, wanting to help others, we can dedicate ourselves, even if we can't do it every day, throughout the year, throughout our lives, at least this time we can do it with full focus and full concentration. Just meditate on all these reasons why we should do this. Because Maya will present so many reasons and suggest why we shouldn't do it. But we have to be fixed in this, focused. When going out every day and throughout, especially throughout this month, just don't think about what's going to happen in future, what am I going to do after the marathon's over. Just at least for this one month, be fully focused on what we are doing. The only thing we have to do is go out and distribute these books. And how are we going to do that? It's practically impossible to get people, if we think about it materially, it's impossible to get people to buy books. They come in this material world, especially in London, they come to London for sense gratification. And these are books which tell you that it's all a useless waste of time, and it's not only a useless waste of time, it's totally misleading, and you have to surrender to Krishna. So people, in general, at first, they won't be very interested in these books. The only way we can distribute these books is to pray to Guru and Krishna at every moment. And don't be influenced by what the person says. You have to influence them by what you say. That means we have to be linked to the super soul in the heart. Take direction. What are we going to say to them? Krishna will dictate. in the morning, the whole day, meditation, when we rise in the morning, immediately we should pray, Krishna, please help me. I have to do your service today. I have to try to help your parts and parcels who are very dear to you, who have forgotten you. Just complete meditation at night. When we go to take rest at night, again praying, Krishna, please give me the strength and the courage to go out again and do this. Total absorption and not deviating this way. What's in the news and what's going on all around? Just with each person, just be completely focused in on them, seeing the spirit soul in everyone's heart. Don't see the body. What they say doesn't really matter. Whatever their thoughts are, of course, we have to listen to them and respond to them. But how they're dressed, what they think, what they say, just we have to see. Here is a spirit soul who needs Krishna, who doesn't realize he needs Krishna. I know. I'm in the fortunate position. Let them take this book and be benefited. So with this meditation, focus, rising every day, chanting our rounds, meditating on the complete absorption. This is perfect yoga, and this is the way to get the full blessings of gurus, Srila Prabhupada, all the acharyas, and Krishna. Hare Krishna.